Welcome to Time with Baba Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is July 14, Tuesday, 2020, day 196. Today's topic, do you have any character change because of this pandemic? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Father. Today's four passages are Psalm 73, verses 1 to 14. 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 37 to chapter 18, verse 17. Romans chapter 2, verses 1 to 24. Proverbs 19, verses 8 to 9. Today's main passage, Romans chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. You therefore have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else, for at whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things. Now we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth. So when you, a mere human being, pass judgment on them and yet do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment? Or do you show contempt for the riches of His kindness, forbearance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance? But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when His righteous judgment will be revealed. Now we have a time to have the space for the Holy Spirit to reveal on you according to what God says. My listening, the topic I received today is, do you have any character change because of this pandemic? I think this pandemic is an examination paper of our character. In the past few months, some people's character has a good change and some people's character become worse. How about you? Today's passages on Romans challenge us whether our character is full of judgment or not, whether we like to criticize other people and want to be a judge or not. God is the only one judge that He will judge all people someday, and no one can get out of His final judgment. Romans chapter 2, verse 5. But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when His righteous judgment will be revealed. I sincerely pray and hope that this pandemic can lead more people to acknowledge that we have a character deficit, because lots of time we are judgmental and like to be a judge, forgetting that God is the real judge. I sincerely pray and hope that this pandemic can lead more people to repent and not judgmental again, but to live out God's kindness, forbearance, and patience. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to change our character, not being judgmental again, but to live out your kindness, forbearance, and patience. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, any character change because of this pandemic? Number two, what is your next step to allow the Holy Spirit to change your character because of this pandemic? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.